There can't be many racehorse owners who could stand a losing streak like Zippy Chippy's. But Zippy's boss, Felix Manzarotti, is different. For 8 years now, he's tolerated the New York-bred gelding's 0-for streak, which has reached 93 races. Manzarotti isn't giving up. He won't let Zippy give up, even though futility is what made this horse famous.
Well, no, I want him to win. I don't care if what is the situation, but I will love him to win. If he wins a race, will be my Kentucky Derby, like everybody wants. Every trainer want to win a big race, and he will be my big race, and I want him to be a winner.
And don't feel sorry for Zippy Chippy. Manzarotti treats him like a king, which includes running up unlimited kitchen service and a free bar tab.
Everything that you eat, he likes to eat. I mean, cupcake, pizza. You know, a lot of horses that sweat a lot. And sometime in the nighttime, we put a couple of beer in their food. He likes a couple of beers sometime when it's real hot. People come by to him with something to eat, and he tries to grab it fast, and he eat it. No matter what it is, he eat it.
He eats mints, candy canes, carrots, Pop-Tarts.
Whatever's handy.
Yep.
Manzarotti's daughter, Marissa, has grown quite fond of Zippy Chippy over the years.
He likes me. He kicks other people if they make him mad, but like I go in a stall and if he doesn't want me in there, he just moves away from me instead of trying to kick. I hope that he wins, but it doesn't really matter. If he's having fun, it doesn't matter.
Some horses may benefit from some physical persuasion, but not this horse.
A lot of horses, you just try to put a little respect and give it a little spanking and he do whatever you wanted. This one, if you hit it one time, you know he's going to try to attack you back. He don't like that.
The losing streak began at New York's Belmont Park in 1994. Zippy's 86th loss in Northampton, Massachusetts, set the thoroughbred losing record. There is a horse in England, Quicksaw Crescent, a 17-year-old steeplechaser that hasn't won in over 100 races, thought to be the world's record. And though Zippy has finished second 7 times and in 3rd place on a dozen occasions, records are made to be broken. And Zippy isn't heading out to pasture anytime soon.
No, I've been seeing horses, 12, 13 horses, and I'm running and keep running, and I'm running good. I mean, Lawndale healthy and sound. I don't think 12, 14 years old is not that old. He can run a couple of years.
Some say Zippy Chippy has been simply outclassed in the high-claiming races Manzarotti has chosen. In the past several races, Zippy has been running in allowance fields where he cannot be purchased or claimed by any buyer.
In my mind, you know, he don't know how to read the racing form. You know, no matter where I put it, he's going to try. What I don't want is now that I got him for a long time, that somebody take it from me. I will hate that because he's like my family, been like my family for a long time, and I love this horse. I mean, I don't want to lose it. I think he's a beautiful horse. He's only one Zippy Chippy in the world.
Zippy Chippy is not allowed to train at Manzarotti's home track, Finger Lakes, in Farmington, New York. 4 years ago, Zippy was banned for failing to leave the starting gate at the Bell in 3 consecutive races. Stewards ruled that the betting public was being shortchanged. Since then, though, 9 races later, the horse has consistently broken cleanly. Manzarotti can only hope that Finger Lakes will someday welcome back his unconquering hero, at least on the racetrack. I'm Bill Flynn.